Yo, hey man, it's your boy G Money, man, G3, man, Greg G, Mr. Gibson, insight of the NBA. You already know what's going on, you already know what the drip is out here, you know what I'm talking about? Hey man, it's throwback Thursday, you know what I'm saying? I got my throwback Melo on, man. Shout out Carmelo Anthony, man. Great ad career, man. Hey man, I wish my dog would have won him a championship. But I guess what, you know, like, I see what you're doing off the field, and I salute you, bro. Keep doing that. I know, you know, your son one of the greatest, and I know that you could mentor and motivate other basketball players that are younger right now. You got the youth, and you got the insight of the game to teach to the youth. So you got the youth. When I say that, that means you got their ears, you got their eyes, you got their attention. You feel me? So you could make them get better. You know, training videos, training them, whatever you need to do. You know, like you know how Kobe had he was training the kids and stuff. He was training the little girls and everything. You could do that with the guys. Like, you could make the youth better. They could be like, yeah, I trained with Melo. Melo, you an all-star. So, you know, you great. Salute D-Wade and Dirk and all the other players that went to the Hall of Fame, you know, the Basketball Hall of Fame. Coach Pop, you feel me? What my boy name is? Parker. Parker was mean until the end, you feel me? And the reason why, like, I used to have some hate for them because they would put Kobe them out and then win the championship. So I'd be telling people, I was like, Kobe's my GOAT because Kobe... I feel like Kobe had a harder path than Mike. A lot of people, you know, want to argue that. I said, that's my opinion. I feel like Kobe had a harder path than Mike. And then he went to the finals more than Mike. But he was bruised and battered once he got there. You know, so he won 5. But I think, you know, Celtics... when they beat them, I was mad at that too. But when you go back and watch that film, they was on point. Ray Allen was out here, you know, being Ray Allen. And I love Ray Allen. It was just like, I wanted Ray Allen to be a Laker for, you know, that reason. I was like, why we never targeted Ray Allen? I don't know if they ever targeted Ray Allen. But I said, that's why, if I'm a GM, I'm getting shooters around a team that needs shooters to keep my elite player elite. So just like LeBron, I would put a lot of shooters around him. I don't want to put too many ISO people around a person that'll get ISO themselves. You know, so if you're too much ISO, it's like you're playing one-on-one ball out there. Yeah, you might kill him. Yeah, you might drop 50. But basketball is still a team sport. So it's a lot of great players that are great in their own right and that could really score on you. But at the end of the day, when things hit the fan, it's harder for them guys to, you know, actually do what they supposed to, you know, because it's hard to win. A lot of times, players don't know this, but players do know this. Sometimes you could be going off, but if it's a player open, he, like this is on WNBA, NBA, NCAA, high school, middle school. It's all like this. If a player constantly is open and they like, I'm open, pass me the ball, whether you make that shot or not, some of those players will stop playing hard for you. Some players will play hard because they be like, okay, you might be telling them to get it off the rebound. And some players take that as the respect if they're a power forward or center. They like, no, man, I'm good too. But anyways, that's like I'm saying. We got the new in-season tournament with the NBA right now. So that is one thing that we can do. And it's going to continue to get better, you know? So this is something that's new. We already have the matchups. We already have this. And the season is going to start, let me see. Season starts real soon. Real soon. And then the end season tournament starts on November the 3rd. The group play ends on November the 8th. Then you have the quarterfinals on the 4th and the 5th of December. And then December 7th, you have the semifinals. December 9th, you have a championship. So this is something new that just came in the league. And we're implementing this in the league now. So this is going to be something that is going to, you know, I'm just trying to keep basketball engaging. So, you know, a lot of people, we're going to see how it is. Because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, this may be bad for the game. I don't know. It may be too much basketball. To me, I was saying keep it simple. And I was saying add two more teams to the playoffs. We already do a play-in tournament. Now we're doing an in-season tournament. And then we're doing a play-in tournament. But I want all these to actually count as actual stats for the players. Because I don't want them to be playing. Then they're playing hard. And then you got these tournaments and these stats aren't counted. Count all these stats. Count all these stats because these players are playing hard. So count all these stats towards them. And towards their game and towards, you know, the season. This is something new. So this is, you know, something that we're going to see. The NBA is saying they're going to implement it. We have yet to see, like, WNBA try to do anything of this nature. They still sticking to their playoff. And, you know, and I want to, you know, even on the WNBA side, I want them to get some more expansion teams. Also with the NBA, I feel like we can get more teams in the NBA, at least four. Two at the minimum, four at the max. We have a lot of talent out here. You bring two minimum teams, four at the max. And now you got a lot of talent out here. These new expansion teams could be used to get more eyes on the league and to the cities that need a basketball team. For instance, St. Louis would be a great place for another basketball team. NBA. Let's see, Seattle. He's been dying for another franchise. It's let me see. And we could put some, Florida always could use another team. You know, or like we have a lot of places in the South that could use another team. You know, like we have so much stuff that's available for us. We could start a team in Tennessee. You could give Georgia another team. You could give Mississippi a team. You could give Texas another team because Texas is that big. You could give Texas another team. Give Texas an expansion team. Or like it's anywhere that you really want to go. You know, you have like Minnesota. Yo, so that's like my opinion on it. They got it broke down in group A, B, and C. And it's both for the East, West. You know, each team is broke down. They already got the games broke down and East A, East B, you know, East C. And then the same thing with the West. West A, West B, you know, West C. They already have the games broke down. So we're looking to see what it's going to do. And I hope that all these stats are counted towards, you know, towards everything. And then now what we want to talk about is James Harden. Now, James Harden is a great player. Nothing against my boy. But, like, I feel like this. I know that you thought that they was probably going to win when you came there or when they brought you there, and you're not happy with where they're going. Because once you're a player there, you get to see what they're doing. So you watch them in the offseason, and you like, who we bringing in? How are we improving? And then, like, in his mindset, I'm thinking, he thinking like this. We ain't improved and did shit. So I don't want to be here. He wants to win a championship. He's dying to win a championship. So he's saying, get me on a team where I could win. But the only problem is, now they're like, well, we want a James Harden type player, and we're not going to get that caliber if we trade. Of course you're not. But James Harden is James Harden. You can get two players for one. So you could get two players that may not be on his level, that may be in a development where they could become stars. So rather have an unhappy player, you could go get two players and maybe even a draft pick, which could get you three players for the price of one. And you could trade them and get those players. But you got to get players that's going to play. You know? So my thing is this. If a player's unhappy, he's going to be unhappy. He's going to play unhappy sometimes. So, like, rather than have him play unhappy and, you know, he's not going to kind of tarnish his stuff, rather have a player play unhappy, let him go. Just like Dame, let him go. Trade him. Find a way to trade him to get him there. Of course, on Portland, too, you're not going to get a Dame. You're not going to get a Dame player as well. So you're going to have to, you got to think like a GM. Well, I can't get him, and what will I get for him? You got to get two to three players for Dame. Just like Harden, you get two or three players, and that could come with two players right now or in forms of picks. Because you have to be watching a lot of basketball, and you have to see it's a lot of talent out here. It's talent that you guys could get that are sitting on the couch that are overseas playing at another team, you know, that you never seen before, that plays like a Harden, that plays similar to Dame. They just have not been seen yet, because there's a lot of great people out here. So what I want to tell you and I want to say, let them go. Your franchise would be better. I understand you're looking at it as a money aspect, but I'm looking at it as a money aspect as well. If you let this player go, trade them, get players with a shorter contract where you're not having to pay them, then you have more money to bring people in. You have to think like that. Let them go so we could bring people in that want to win a championship here. You know, because these players want to win a championship somewhere else. And I know you're like, well, we shouldn't dog into the players when they want to do this and they want to do that. You want an unhappy player? Unhappy millionaires are the worst people in the world. And I'm just here to tell you that, especially when it comes to a sport.